I don't like this. There's too much activity here. We're recording, you know that.
This is a professional show, damn it.
We're, if it's good enough, we put it in. Remember.
It's all content.
Everything's for sale.
Including us.
Content is king. Yeah. Visit Kit Kat discount. Cash and carry.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway. This motherfucker was on his way to
Anglicans do it.
Ethiopia. To
the minister.
To minister about Jesus. But there's already such a big Christian like following in Ethiopia already, and everybody just railed him in the comments to be like, what the fuck are you going to do there, man?
His brand of faith is not there.
That's the thing. That's the thing. It's their brand.
No. No. No.
That's, yeah.
That's South Africa, yeah.
No, he's not South African. He's American. You must know that he's a colonizer. He's a palm-colored person.
Yes. I don't know. That's the thing.
My bro, you don't know half the names. Mm. You don't know half
palm
the names.
Palm-colored.
Must I eat you with some?
Yes.
I'm going to eat you with some. It is the truth, my bro.
Speaking of palms, there was a guy when there was a night that I couldn't sleep by. Yeah. And there was a televangelist on SABC 2. Mm. This was like pre-DSTV days. And this guy was healing AIDS through the TV. Oh, so he was goodness. Like, if you got AIDS,
yeah.
put your hand against the TV
yeah.
and I will heal you. Heal! I did it.
Did it work?
Obviously, I don't have AIDS. That's beside the point.
I'm gonna hit you with some names. Okay, Mayo Brigade. Okay.
Mayo Brigade.
Mayo Brigade. There's also Mayo Sapiens, Mayo Monkeys. Ooh, I like this one. No Purpose Flower.
Wow. 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 What do you use it for? It's got no purpose.
Flavorless oatmeal.
The stuff they serve you in Matrix. When you wake up.
100%. Gentrification genies.
Ooh, Candyman.
Ivory ingrates. Eggshell evildoers.
Can I ask you something?
You may, yes.
How did we get to this point in our life? What are we talking about?
Jesus, what do you mean? Like,
we were talking about palm.
That's a deeper conversation. Oh, we started at palm colored people.
I don't even know how we got there.
Oh, the missionary.
He was a palm colored person.
Yes, which means he was white. They also call them YouTubes for short because it's whitey, white YouTube.
Nice. Yeah.
So tell your friends.
Listen to your brass. Bringing you that important info.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Aggressive.
She did it on purpose. No, she fucking took that. She ate that from the back. She took a run up to take a bite of that.
She said she's going to suck the chops, and now she's like, just like.
Let's go, Brasa.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cack in between. My name is Ross.
I'm Jody.
Hi Jody.
Hi. That was quite a warm up.
Yo, I'm warm now actually. I'm a bit hot. We don't have a fan. The only fan we have is Abby in the room.
Also our producer /
commentator.
Yeah. / contributor.
I would say like a 2 cents contributor. You don't.
No, you must throw your fibop in. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is a lot of money.
Put your 2 cents in.
We're in a recession still.
You are fibop to us.
Mm.
Always.
100%.
Crunch.
You all right, Jody? Have a good week and shit?
I am. I was telling you now. Ik is gevaccinated. Ik het my second vaccination gedoen.
Yes, see. Well
so
done.
So we are both fully vaccinated and funny.
And unbothered. Oh, okay. Funny.
Yeah, it's our new thing, remember?
I don't know.
Fully vaccinated and funny.
I feel like we can't call ourselves funny.
We didn't. Someone told us.
Yeah, but then lay the context first. Someone else said we are vaccinated and funny.
Yeah.
I feel like we shouldn't call us now.
I'm quoting.
Okay.
Did you not see the air quotes?
I saw it.
Yeah.
I hope the listener felt it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, you are vaccinated. Well done.
Yeah, man.
Double dose. I'm going to have to go for my booster. Probably soon. Kanivagi.
Nice.
Because that variance, you know.
They be varying, man.
Variants be varying.
But you notice the variants only get called like other shit when it's from like the global south. There's like the Brazil variant and the South African variant.
Yeah, but they get like...
When it's somewhere else, then it's like G7321AD.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's the same principle as like immigrants versus expats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you're brown or black, you're an immigrant.
Yeah.
If you palm colored, then you're an expat.
Full circle.
Fucking bullshit. Yo, we like you. The ones who are cool, we like you. The ones who are not cool, you can all fuck off.
Yeah, man. Grissom, I like it.
On that note, let's get into the news.
Our news and shorts.
IMAX is back.
IMAX is back. Yo, remember when IMAX opened in Cape Town at the BMW Pavilion?
Mm-hmm.
That was like the best shit in the world to me. I went to watch Serengeti.
Matrix Reload. Oh, I saw the Serengeti as well.
Serengeti and Blue Planet.
Yeah.
Yo.
I saw the trailer for Blue Planet when that whale jumps out.
Yeah.
And we watched Serengeti because apparently we were doing it in geography.
Doing the Serengeti?
Yeah. I think the teachers just wanted to go.
Yeah, no. Look, if I was a teacher, I would do the same thing. It's like, guys, we're going to learn about something that is relevant to this movie. Just hurry the fuck up, get in the bus, let's go. So
that's the same reason we watched Titanic, my primary school.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the teacher for sure.
That's the teachers.
Did you watch it in the cinema?
Yeah, teachers took us
to the
cinema.
Wasn't it PG-13?
Yeah, sex and language. Yeah.
There's a boob in that movie.
Yeah.
It explains quite a lot about you.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, IMAX has had the best weekend ever since 2019.
Yeah, man, it's been rough, and now we're starting to
get
movies releasing very broadly.
Yeah,
you know, worldwide. So Bond is out, Venom 2 has come out, Shang-Chi is out. All of this stuff is just pushing up revenues.
And delayed blockbusters are gonna stick out now. So. I mean, I'm all for it, but I'm still a little hesitant to go to the cinema.
Yeah. I mean, we're picking and choosing.
Oh, we are
like
very, very picky. Oh, my word. We are cack picky. But you see.
I can't help it. I'm allergic to this podcast because the sinuses are just pumping.
Maybe it's... No, we did clean-ish.
Yeah. I haven't coughed until we started recording.
Oh, fair enough. But yeah, there's big movies that should see.
You're not also pushing the money up, though.
What?
You said 3D. 3D My bro, and IMAX.
That is the most expensive ticket you can buy is 3D IMAX. I think it's like 100 and...
140, 120.
Yeah, it's a time. Maybe
just
more.
Maybe more, bro. Just for a ticket.
I wear. But remember, like we get discount with things.
Yeah, we get. But I'm saying your normal ticket price is... like over 100 rand for your IMAX ticket.
Well, you know, we still haven't accomplished our one goal with this podcast.
Free movie tickets.
Yeah, we
tried, man.
Computer said no. You're upsetting. But yeah, there's hope for these blockbusters and shit, which is nice. So we'll see, man.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi changed the game.
That was the first big, where we started seeing figures close to like pre-pandemic, I think.
And then Venom sticks out, and now it's Bond's turn, I guess.
Bond is like making hell a lot of money worldwide.
I hope it's good.
Like 120 million its first weekend.
I hope it's good enough. Let me put it that way. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know how I feel about certain Bond movies.
Mm-hmm.
Hadley.
Resident
Bond expert. He'll be on the show when we talk about Bond, whether he likes it or not.
Yeah. See, now we put it out there.
Yeah, now you can't renege. Yeah,
you can't.
That is. Sylvester Stallone. Old, pal.
Old. he's a bit too pasty.
He's weird. He looks fine, I guess. But he's got that thing where the hips are small. And he's. Do you see he's bald?
Yeah.
He's
really short.
I think it's from years of like steroid abuse.
Yeah, he's one of those actors who performed with platforms quite often. without us knowing it, so that they could.
Oh yeah, yeah, more. Yeah. It's a weird thing. Like the it's time for the short kings to thrive. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of our resident, our biggest fans of the show, Medstagram, she's like, oh, yeah, all about hating them short king. Like,
shout out. Why?
I don't know.
That's weird though.
Girls be hating short kings, man.
Like, give short guys a chance, man, bro. They'll love you. They'll love you like no other. Look, short kings will put in the effort. I mean, they'll they'll climb that step ladder.
They overcome it. They'll climb that step ladder to open the door for you.
Yeah, short kings, bit of advice. Mm. Maybe go for a short queen.
Yeah.
If you can't find a short queen, though, shoot your shot, man. If fucking you, shoot
if
your
you're
shot.
Not 6 foot tall, don't say you're 6 foot tall in your bio, you know? In the Tinder.
Yeah, but everybody
stuff.
Lies. I'm so glad I'm out of the game. Mm. Yo, I would not be able to cope with dating in this day and age at all. Mm. Yo.
Why are you talking about dating?
Short kings. That's a producer.
Okay, keeping us on track. I love it. Yeah. Okay, well, that's our take on short kings. Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, he's going to the UK because he's going to shoot Expendables 4. I didn't know there was more story to tell.
The sequel we didn't know we needed. So apparently,
who's he going to get for this?
No, they're refocusing the story. Jason Statham is apparently.
Jason,
Jason. He's British.
Oh, the British, it's a hard S.
It's a very hard S.
I'm Jason Statham.
I'm Jason Statham. Jason Statham,
yes,
is now going to be the new lead of the franchise. So I think Sylvester Stallone isn't doing much in this new one. I don't know which old action stars they're getting back or if any of those people are coming back.
Well,
part 3 was like bombed.
I say terrible. Bring in Vin Diesel.
No. No. There's enough family there.
It's not about family. This one is about friends.
Which other actors could they get there?
I don't know, because they
William
had...
William Blanks.
They don't care about William Blanks.
Why?
Because he wasn't a big enough star. William Blanks did the video, the straight to videos to put this man.
I know, but like Dolph.
And Tybo. That, but I don't have to work ever. Again.
But Chuck Norris also didn't have to work. He was getting paid off memes.
Ah, he's a Republican. I don't care about Chuck Norris.
Anyway, I don't think there's any.
They need Chuck Norris' sidekick.
Yes.
What's his name? From Walker.
The guy that's in Die Hard as well.
Yes.
What's that guy's name?
No, I only care about his character name from Walker.
What is his name in Walker?
Lamont or something like that.
Lamont. Fuck. He's not in the song. Texas Ranger.
Yeah, he's Texas Ranger. That makes sense. That so Chuck Norris is Walker and he's Texas Ranger together. They are Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, got I you. Thought so.
No, because the eyes of the ranger are upon you.
He played James Trevett.
Trevett!
Clarence Gilliard.
That guy is the truth. I say bring him back for anything, actually. But man, just bring him back.
I just love him in Die Hard.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And he sacks the quarterback.
He's the most fucking rambunctious hacker I've ever seen in my life.
He set the standard.
Hey, let's keep this for Christmas.
Okay. Are we doing it again?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Cool. Yeah, okay. I guess fucking whatever. I don't give a shit about
it. It really is the sequel we didn't know we needed in our lives.
No, we didn't need this.
No.
But you can't say we didn't know we needed that. That alludes to us needing it.
That's true.
Just say it's a sequel we didn't fucking care about. I don't even know why it's in the news, Jody.
Because it's Expendables 4.
Okay.
It's a slow news week, I'm not going to lie.
Well, I hope this one is R-rated at least.
It has to be.
Yeah, I want heads. I want heads off. I want heads off. So Scream, you know this franchise with the mask and shit.
Mm-hmm.
The original
Ghost
house.
Space.
Yeah, is available on Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. Why would you go to stay there?
It
feels like the plot of Scream 7.
I know, but we've been watching this fucking show on Netflix called the best like fucking rental homes in the world or some kind of thing. And they did this episode where it's like haunted, like you go and live in a haunted place.
Mm-hmm.
So people pay money for this.
Yeah, that's the plot of a Stephen King book and movie, 1408.
Yeah, here we go.
You know it.
Stephen King. Not it's either that. Fucking Stephen King or it's fucking Christopher Nolan with this one.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy 1408 though.
Uh-huh. John Cusack and Sam Jackson. But yeah, this sounds like the plot of a future Scream movie where you can Airbnb the house and then Ghostface is going to call you
and ask you what your favorite scary movie is. That's actually a cool premise, no? But they don't give the price here.
No, I didn't go check the listing itself. I'm not Airbnb-ing in the US anytime soon.
So check into the house is handled virtually with a welcome message from Sheriff Dewey.
No shit, eh?
That's crazy.
Virtually, there's no one to welcome you.
Yeah, but
they are setting you up to kill you. I know.
But they actually got David O'Kidd to record something.
Sheriff Doofus is not busy. Also,
don't be mean.
Biggest example of failing upwards in life is Sheriff Doofus from Scream 1, where he gets shot and crippled, to the last one where he's the police chief.
Well, he's coming back.
Yes, he is.
And I might enjoy this.
Which one? The next Scream?
Yeah, why not? Okay. Fuck it.
Okay.
We don't have anything to lose.
We don't.
And remember, movies are not really important. We don't have anything to lose.
Our memories of the original Screams.
No, it will never be affected.
How many have they made so far? Four?
Seven. Four.
I think it stopped at four, eh?
I don't know.
And they keep hinting that, like, Dewey or Gail or Sydney Louis are going to die, and they just never die.
The thing is, I say, kill them all. Yo, what have I become? I always want people to die.
I know. A murderer?
I say kill them all.
Too much true crime.
I say kill them all. Fucking shock the world. Mm. Do something different.
Clint Eastwood
I say
movies.
Kill Dewey like you killed Drew Barrymore in the first 10 minutes of the film.
Yes. Well, like they killed Cotton in part 3.
100%. So, Scarlett Johansson's.
The big news of the week.
That is the big news of the week. Because we spoke about this story before where she was suing Disney.
For 100 million.
100 mil, yeah. She was suing them for 100 mil because... there are the hiccups again.
I'm counting them. I did. But that phlegm in my throat, man. I must calm this phlegm. Adds ambiance to the
Abby trying to solve the problems. Yeah, this is.
But very aggressively, you know?
Look, that's how we do things in this household.
Everyone's so aggressive.
Just shut the fuck up, Joey. Anyway.
I'm very far from my mind.
You need to go outside. So, anyway, Scarlett Johansson, as you know, a little quick recap. She was suing Disney because they released Black Widow on the streaming service early, and she said she was owed money because that money was tied to the box office run and so on.
Yes. Well, but more detail there.
I'd say the quick recap.
Recap.
Just recap it.
All of her earnings would have been tied to the cinematic release of Black Widow, which Disney unilaterally decided.
Unilaterally.
Nangwangs for that. We're not doing it.
So she took them to court. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so, I feel.
Yeah, but her case was a bit...
But if you are... Wait, listen. If you're from Disney, if you are listening and you work for Disney...
Big fans.
We love Disney.
Disney. I mean, big fans of the show.
Would love to visit your land one day.
Yeah. Yes, Walt.
Would love to visit your land. Maybe even the Star Wars experience place. What is that place called?
The Star Wars Expo.
Yeah, some kind of thing.
I'd like to see, in no particular order, Walt's Head, Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Yeah.
That place that you just spoke about.
Yeah.
The land.
Yeah.
The Walt Disneyland. And that's about it.
When we were in Hong Kong, we had a choice between Ocean Park and Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
But we were advised against Disney World because they said it's a lot of like digital rides and stuff like that. Whereas Ocean Park was
real shit.
Yeah, like an actual theme park with vibes. But maybe next time if we find ourselves there. But I wonder if Mickey Mouse has like, you know, the Scrooge McDuck vault that he just swims in.
Money.
Yeah, I want to see that.
That would hurt.
Yeah, worth it, I feel.
And you know, like a lot of money smells.
Like it does not smell like Anna.
Do you know what you should do?
I would like to launder my money before
you
I
should
use
go.
It.
You should go. You don't understand money laundering. If you think that's what
I do.
Go to a taxi rank, no? You go to all the gachis. You just ask him to put by. Because they've got the bags, man.
They do have the bags, yeah.
You just get 5 or 6 gachis to put by. You throw all of that into a small pool that you blow up.
Yeah.
Scrooge McDuck it.
Yeah, but that is stupid.
You said you want to swim.
I know,
money.
But it has to be like Olympic size or nothing.
Oh, okay.
You feel me?
You don't even swim.
I do in a pool.
Okay.
I don't like the beach because I don't like the sand.
Mm.
You can get that cock in your crack all you want. Not about that life.
Out.
I say, let's start to pave the beach. Pave the beach. Pave the beach. Or at least AstroTurf. Yeah.
But that whole stuck.
Yeah, just
so you tanned it.
Just fucking turf that whole thing.
ScarJo.
So she settled. They settled.
Did you hear how much he wanted Disney to pay out? 100 million.
Yeah, well, why would she base that on?
She says that if her movie had gone to the cinemas, the last few Marvel films had all made over a billion. So she was saying that her film would have most likely made at least 1.2 billion, and therefore she would have been entitled to 100 million as the star of the movie and with the production, like as a producer.
Black Widow would have made a billion.
No, it wouldn't.
Because there's too many misogynists movie. In the world.
But also...
Just kidding.
No, I...
No, they are, I but think, I think that's I an think issue. That's
like, female-led movies are still going to struggle to, like, compete. But also, I don't think it was, like, a good enough Marvel film that it would have been, like, gotten the hype to make a billion.
Yeah.
Because you need, like, a...
But look, really, that, like, I mean, lot of hype that's what a lawyer's advised it to do. Then I guess that's what they advised it
and
to
it
do.
And it worked because they settled, right? I'm assuming that was just, like, a... Hit them with a high figure and settle for something.
Yeah, 100%. So they settled for, you said 40.
40 million.
That is not bad.
Scarlett has immediately said that she's keen to work with
Disney. No, I'll actually yes, which is cuck money. I'll actually read you a quote because after all this, it's, she said, I am happy to have resolved our differences with Disney.
Nice.
I'm incredibly proud of the work we've done together over the years, and I have greatly enjoyed my creative relationship with the team. I look forward to continuing our collaboration in years to come.
She's got another movie that was in production hell, Towering Inferno, which is a remake. That film has just been sitting because
isn't
of
that like
this.
A classic?
Yeah.
Why would you remake? Oh, never mind.
Dude.
Never mind, Hollywood.
So that
stupid
movie
question.
Has been sitting... Waiting for this thing to be resolved, and now it's like, oh sweet, everyone's happy.
Well, I'm sure that was in the settled.
Oh yeah,
in the settlement, like she would be like, yeah, we still get to work together and stuff.
Yes, very much.
Well, yeah,
Putty Mole is a happy ending for her.
That is. Do you think this will open doors for other people?
A lot of people have said that they are happy with the fact that she made the decision to do this because so many other actors and producers and even actors who become directors, like with John Krasinski and Aquarius too, they are getting railroaded by these big studios. So apparently there are more actors who are going to take steps to ensure that they are paid properly and actually have a say in those types of decisions.
Yes. I mean, if they get close to 40 more, I take that as a win.
That's a massive win, dude.
Yes. What I would do is 40 more.
Yo, well, pave the beach.
Yeah. Fucking pave the beach. Now we're talking. Sister Act 3.
Yes.
Yeah. Sister Act 3, which I'm excited for.
We spoke about it kind of that
we did.
The whole cast is coming back.
Yeah, love that. But it's going to be directed by the High School Musical series creator.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about that.
High School Musical, the musical series creator.
No, fuck you. And fuck you and fuck that person. Listen, Sister Act is not a musical.
No. It has music in it.
It has music in it, but that's not... It's a story, okay? Mm. It's how people change. It's how Sister Mary Clarence, she affects people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens to be... Through
some
music.
Really cool singing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If they turn this into a musical, I'm flipping this whole table.
This is going on to Disney Plus, right? I feel like they might do that.
Yeah, next year is coming. Eh?
Yeah. Next year is coming. The year after that is coming also. For what?
Disney Plus is coming next year. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. You said next year is coming.
Next. Okay. I said next year it's coming. Disney Plus is coming next year and HBO Max is coming next year.
Nice.
So
nice,
excited.
Yeah.
You can't get all of that.
Yeah, we're gonna. Three streaming services, baby.
I get one, you get one.
Family. Maybe we should take this offline because... Because as you know, we have people at Disney who listen to this podcast.
Yeah, big fans of the show.
I really loved Dr. Dolittle.
I love those.
Did they make Dr. Dolittle?
I love those initial cartoons I used to do.
Yeah.
Where the natives had rather big lips.
Oh, goodness. No. Mm-hmm. That, no. I do not love that. I'm not with you, Jody. Fuck that. Blackface. Yeah, that coon behavior vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. This worries me because then they might take it to the musical.
Yeah,
side
I feel
of
like. I mean, how long's it been since the last one? 20 odd years, eh?
20 odd years. You were old, bow.
They came out in the '90s, and I feel like they're gonna lose the essence of those movies if they try and make it into a musical.
Yeah,
like the story was always the main part, and Whoopi being Whoopi. And, you know, all the others being the others. Like, just get a new bunch of kids in that she needs to help or whatever. Or a new sister who needs to be hidden from the mob. You know, retread it if you want, but don't make this something that it's not.
No, and as upset. You know, I fucking hate musicals.
Yeah.
Also.
Which everyone else knows now.
Yeah, no, they fucking must know. If you've been a fan of this podcast, you must fucking know I don't like musicals. Okay? I am not looking forward to Stephen King. Steven Spielberg's new film.
West Side Story.
West Side Story. It's not even about Tupac.
West Side Story is the most successful Oscar movie ever. The
I don't give a fuck, okay? I don't care.
Fuck ton of Oscars.
Hey? Yeah, exactly. I don't care, but I'm saying no. I don't care about what Jody has to say about this fucking musical.
That won a lot of Oscars.
You're going to watch it, aren't you?
Probably. I haven't seen like a good musical in a long time.
They just mustn't do Brownface again.
No. I feel like they try not to. You know?
You'll be surprised.
Well, that's the sad thing is that they have to make the effort not to do it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The gut reaction.
Must meet and be like.
The gut reaction is like,
yeah.
Okay, that person just needs a tad.
There's a person at the studio now whose sole purpose, his only job is to say, no, you can't do that. Yeah.
They call them cultural. What's it like? They've all got these
consultants.
Yeah, cultural consultants.
I would love to do that, but I'll steer them wrong.
You just swear too much. You know? You can consult.
This makes me less excited for this film, but yeah, we'll see. Fucking will.
It's just hope.
That's all we can do, bro.
No,
it's all we have left.
We hopeful.
We hope that there isn't going to be a fourth wave, but
we are hopeful. Yes, we are.
Hopeful for today. And then, do you see that on TikTok?
No. Why do you always ask me if I've seen something on TikTok?
Because there was a resurgence TikTok. For that.
It was just in the moment now that it applied.
Because I'm home. That's Coach Quarton, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, just. Okay, this is, I think this is a shock to most people.
This is a big shock.
Wow, is this?
I actually just put this into upset Hadley.
I think this is definitely for Hadley. So, the rest of you, you don't have to listen if you don't want to. But Timothy Dalton has been ranked as the best Bond.
Yeah. Okay. By a study.
Yeah, well, I would hope so.
Have you seen the rest of this order? I mean, obviously, Lazenby is obviously lost. And that's not
his fault.
Yeah, but
because Lazenby was like kind of like Bond in the real world.
Yeah.
Like, he used to slang his dick all over the place.
Yeah, but also, he's an Aussie, so...
That is also true.
Surprisingly to me, Moore is like ranked the second worst Bond on that list. They've got,
I don't know, man. This
they've
is
got Timothy
shit.
Dalton and Daniel Craig and...
And then Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, in the top. And then, Sean Connery might also be there.
That yeah, but like, think about who's alive now,
right now
these days.
Yeah, Sean Connery just passed.
No, not the actors, the fans.
Oh, yeah.
It's the younger fans.
But why would Timothy Dalton be ranked?
Because he was fucking hardcore. He was hardcore before Daniel Craig was hardcore.
I mean, Time to Kill was his first one, and then, or License to Kill.
Yeah, I was like, Time to Kill. No, that's
Matthew McConaughey. Your Matthew McConaughey's speech in that one.
Yeah, he was like, all right.
Imagine that kid is white.
First of all, I drive a Lincoln. Yo, this is a strange fucking list, bro.
I don't know where the study was conducted. Like, they didn't give any, like,
this wasn't
background.
The UK.
They didn't give any real background on, like, who, what, where, how. But they were very, like, certain of the answers in this thing.
Yeah, Sean Connery was third last.
So he's in the, right in the middle.
And then Roger Moore, and then George Lazenby. Yo, that's hectic.
Would you rank Daniel Craig Dalton, second?
Though? I would rank Daniel Craig as second.
I know that Roger Moore was Ian Fleming's choice.
Pierce Brosnan would probably be first. Just for GoldenEye alone.
Yeah, but that's the only one.
Yeah, but it's fine.
That's the only one.
That's fine. That's the only one
like
I want.
Like GoldenEye is there.
GoldenEye.
The day after tomorrow. What? Tomorrow no. never dies.
The day after tomorrow. Yo. More is nog a dag.
Yeah, more is nog a dag.
It's James Bond. More is nog a dag.
I mean, he literally jumped the shark when he went kite surfing on the surfboard.
Oh, fuck.
On the
that whole fucking franchise season. Jumped the shark. But I don't know. The old GoldenEye was class, man. Mm. Roger Moore, I enjoyed, actually. It was a bit campy and out there and a little crazy.
But like I said, he was...
And he was old as shit.
He would have been the first Bond if he wasn't doing the Saint back then. So, like, Bond was kind of, I think, imagined with him in
mind. Yeah, that twinkle, you know?
He did.
But
don't you love Sean Connery when he came back as old Bond, man?
Yes.
They had the two competing Bond films that came out that year.
So, apparently... Not Spectre. What's the one before Spectre? The good one?
Skyfall.
Skyfall. In Skyfall, that old man, the one that they go to in the house and stuff, he was supposed to be played by Sean Connery.
Really?
Yeah. So they
was that gonna be
if you rewatch
the
it,
old Bonds?
No, it was like a callback to that, and it was a thing of like, yeah, I know that you're saying like James Bond is an inherited title. But if you go back and watch it and you listen to the dialogue and stuff, you like be like, oh fuck, this was 100% meant for Sean Connery, because he makes certain references and jokes and shit that would only be caught if you know that's Sean Connery, which is interesting. But
I'll check it out next time with that
in mind. Oh, wait, check it out and get back to
check
me.
It out,
yeah, send me a text. Back. Yo, strange, fucking strange. But yeah, I guess it's now set in stone.
It's a study.
It is a study, so you know it's real.
Yeah.
But I don't know, for those of you that like to do your own research.
Fuck the study.
Check Facebook, yeah.
I do my own research.
Yeah, it's called confirmation bias.
Sec, it's time for a review.
It's over to you. You must do the intro.
Okay.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Free guy.
Thank you. Set me up.
No, I don't have to set you. You a co-host. You fucking half of this whole thing.
Yeah, but like, I can't alley-oop without like the alley, you know?
I dunk all the time on my ace.
Anyway. Free guy. That's week 12. Not one, not two, but...
Free guy. Welcomes. It is Free Guy.
In Free Guy, a bank teller who discovers he's actually a background player in an open-world video game decides to become the hero of his own story, one he rewrites himself. Now, in a world where there are no limits, he is determined to be the guy who saves his world his way before it's too late.
Starting.
I love the cast. Ryan Reynolds, Jodie Comer, Joe Keery, Lil Rel Howery, and... Taika Waititi kind of steals the show for me when he gets in there.
Lil Rel Howery.
Yeah.
That's such a weird name to say.
I always forget if it's like L-E-L Roll or...
Laurel.
Yeah. Like Laurel
or Lil Rel. Lil Rel Howery.
And directed by Sean Levy, who has I was actually surprised by how good his thing is. List of movies. What did Abigail say?
She's fucking quoting American Pie.
With a mouthful of chips.
A Chevy's with a levy, and the levy was dry.
Oh, okay. American Pie.
Yeah, so Sean Levy directed what else?
He's directed Real Steel.
One of our favorites.
One of our favorites, the National.
That movie's underrated. Fucking watch Real Steel.
Night at the Museum films and like a bunch of other shit. He's like actually super dope. I love his movies.
Well, Night at the Museum can fuck him for me.
Night at the Museum is a treasure. It's Benjamin Stiller.
My favorite part of that whole franchise is when Ben Stiller tries to reach over to...
Sacagawea.
No, no. The guy who voices on The Simpsons, Hank Azaria. He plays the... Don't you dare reach over here. How do you try to do it again? Yo, that is cack funny, man.
You know, my woman said, if after Robin Williams died, and you see Teddy Roosevelt do the thing for the last time on the horse, and he's like, damn it, Robin Williams is dead and he's forever becoming a statue. Sad, man.
Yo, okay, I didn't... I have to watch it again, I guess.
It's you right in the gonads.
Did that come out after he died?
No, but I'm saying if you watch it.
If you rewatch it. How often do you watch it?
We've got them at home.
They've got Night at the Museum at home.
DVDs.
Oh, I see.
No, we don't have the museum at home.
I was like, shit, bro. You made it.
We have.
So, Free Guy.
Yeah, man.
As you know, I have no notes on this one.
None whatsoever.
Yeah. You said...
I've got notes.
Day ready bus.
Ik ready bus. Can you contextualize for us, as an actual gamer,
yes,
what an NPC is in the gaming world?
Non-player person.
NPC.
The acronym is not, there.
Yeah, well, kind of. And she's like, I know what an MPP is.
But never mind, you are NPC. Right.
Non-player person. No, it's a non-playable character.
Yes.
So these are, say for instance, you're in Grand Theft Auto, right? Mm-hmm. And you're running around in the city. Mm-hmm. The NPCs are the ones that are walking in the street and so on. They are the people that you ram with your car.
Yeah. Which is, I mean...
It kind of ties into this,
to the crux of it, because that's the whole thing about this world, right? Jenna went into it without having seen the trailer, so she was confused as all hell.
Everyone was so confused.
And people just keep dropping down and they keep being knocked over and shit.
Which I feel like if you have no... It's very similar to the Lego movie.
The tone and everything.
Yeah. If you have no like context for like how video games work and stuff, I get how it could be a little overwhelming when you get into it. But non-playable characters, this makes you think about them, doesn't it?
That's what it's supposed to do, right? NPCs are people too, Ross.
No, they're not. But in this instance, it's a very refreshing take on this whole thing.
Yeah.
And usually when they make movies about games and so on, they kind of get it wrong. It's almost like it was written by someone who doesn't play games.
Yeah, which is often the case.
Yeah. But in this film, I feel like they got a lot of those references right, which is dope. Because as a video gamer myself, I am.
Do you have your own Twitch channel?
No. I do Twitch, though.
Oh, yeah. Twitch a little after I tweak.
My eye, yes. As a video gamer, I did get a lot of the references, and it wasn't as cringy as video game movies usually are.
Yeah, because you don't like things like Ready Player One, which I love.
Nah, fuck off. Just fuck off. Ready Player One, Super Mario Brothers is fucking...
But for me, you can like immediately draw comparisons between this and Ready Player One, and even something like Westworld.
Stop trying to make Ready Player One happen. It's not going to happen.
There's a part two that's happening.
I don't care. Ready Player Two.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the book was released because it's based on a book. And Steven Spielberg is all on that shit.
No, fuck that guy.
Anyway, you draw comparisons because like you say, those things I think don't capture the essence of like being in a game. What that really is.
Yeah.
And this does. And it's because we're getting that viewpoint.
You know what I like also is that it frames people like the gamers themselves as like assholes.
Because they are.
They are in real life.
All of them. God.
Jody, you must fucking sit here with me one day and you just watch me play.
Yeah.
And you just listen to the people.
Yeah.
They are horrible people.
Yeah, all of them.
They're terrible. But not. I hope I'm not that bad, but gamers are the fucking worst.
So maybe we can just give a bit more story quickly because
you have the notes, remember?
Well, we're just talking story in general. So Ryan Reynolds' character is an NPC.
Yes.
He somehow starts becoming more than just a normal NPC, right?
Yes. There's a catalyst for it, though.
Yeah, like he starts evolving beyond any levels that make sense. So kind of think of like if you were playing a game and one of the non-playable characters started doing shit they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
And
not in a glitch way.
Yeah, just like they are behaving like full-on people.
Strangely, yeah.
And somehow he figures out like what's going on in his world and that he's in a game and there's bigger shit happening out there that he has to try and solve. How did you like the world?
I like the world. You could tell that they took inspiration, like, partially from Grand Theft Auto.
Massively, yeah.
Then, what's that fucking popular one now?
Fortnite.
Mm. Yeah, sorry, I don't play Fortnite.
But you get paid Fortnite, no?
Yeah. Fortnightly. That pay slip comes twice a month. No, I don't. You can see where they pull the influences from, which is cool. I mean, it makes it more relevant. It can relate to more people when you pull from those influences. And I had a lot of fun with this film.
I had a hell of a lot of fun.
I know. It's
like the world design is fun. Ryan Reynolds, he has lately for me become a bit cringy because he does that self-referential,
it's the same thing all
self-aware
the time.
Comedy in like everything. So he's like, oh, this car's going so fast. Why didn't it kill me? Like, he's almost trying to break the fourth wall in a lot of stuff. And in this film, I feel like he toned it back a bit. Like,
well, I mean, his character was slightly different. Yeah, his character wasn't full Reynolds. he was like three-quarter Reynolds, maybe.
Yeah,
which was cool. But he... Ryan Reynolds is like the straight male's favorite guy.
And like college drunk.
Like I saw this TikTok where this chick was like, yeah, he's not for us. Mm. He's for you. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is for the straight guy.
But you know what? Having said that, his character is immediately someone you want to start rooting for.
Yeah, of course.
Like quite early in the film.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's like, friendly, he's naive, he's nice, mm-hmm. he's like a, you know?
He's got aspirations that he's just figured out that he has.
Yeah.
And you start rooting for him right away. So I feel like that's, in other movies, I'm at the point where I'm just like, yeah, can't you just kill him already? Because he's just
getting that's when your hero's done wrong. Look, your hero can be problematic, but he has to have some redeeming quality.
Yeah.
Or he or she. Or
yeah.
Whereas he's just redeeming qualities. He's such a good dude.
Exactly.
And then you got L'Oreal. How did you feel about L'Oreal in terms of him just being, you know, the black friend
who supports
the white
man? I'm interested to know whether this was made before that other movie of his where he played the lead. Because this is a lot more in line with the movies that he's done before.
Like
his roles in Get Out and what's that other movie where he's also like the best friend of like some guy who's like on a journey in the movie? He's always the best
friend. He's always the best friend, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's just there for short bits. And
I mean, he's booking jobs. He's working.
He is.
Which I'm happy for. But
and in, I think it was Vacation Friends where he played the lead.
No, he was the lead, yeah. And
where I felt like he was good, but I don't know if he's there yet where he can carry a movie.
Yeah.
And this is more like his comfort zone, I think. Like this space where he's like the best friend who just comes in with quips and stuff. He also has what I think is like the most heart-wrenching moment in the film, like later on.
Oh, yes.
So, like, he's good at this thing.
Yeah.
But I do want him to do like proper...
Like other things.
Get these lead role stuff and get out of this comfort zone.
What did you think of Jodie Comer?
I loved her in this role. When I started watching, I actually made a note that said, she's super hyped up. Because of Killing Eve,
yeah.
So there's a lot of like buzz about that. I want to see if she delivers. And then later on, I wrote, she delivers.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's very, very good.
Like the action scene, she's really good. Switching between the British and the American accent. Like quite cool as
Very, very good American accent as well. But she's got more movies coming out this year. So The Last Duel.
Oh, yeah. She's in that, yes.
Yeah. So she's making moves, which is dope. I really enjoyed her. And she can do the physical shit. And she was funny as well.
She was quite funny. A trap you can fall into in this type of movie is that she's like the nerdy girl who's playing the game, so she can't do anything in real life.
Yeah.
Like, it's quite easy to fall into that trap with characters, and they didn't do that here necessarily.
Because girl gamers don't exist most.
Yeah. Except for the one that they kept showing. With her on Twitch.
Yeah, I really like that aspect. So he's... Essentially, each player in the game have these glasses. I thought, like, how are they going to figure out how to...
Who's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And each player has glasses or sunglasses or whatever. And that's how Ryan Reynolds is now able... Guy is able to pick up because he gets a hold of these glasses. And then he can see, like, the interface that the players see. And he can get health.
So,
and he can
so
do
Jenna
all sorts
had a question there because she was like, was it the glasses that made you a player or was it your character? Because remember, he gets his glasses, right?
Mm.
Then he kind of like gets rid of that player. And then Jenna's like, so why wasn't the player who was playing seeing through his perspective then, instead of him just getting glasses and he can see everything?
Because the plot needed to happen.
Well, yeah. I thought it was a good compromise.
Because how else would you do that?
You need to have a visual way of representing.
You need something tangible, like cool Ray-Bans. Yeah, and you need something that can... where Ryan Reynolds is now able to see the world in a different way.
Why he's different.
Aware.
Well, you also know he's different because he's got his tackies.
Yeah, when that three jumps.
He's Ted Lasso when he gets his tackies and his khakis.
His tackies and his khakis. Yo, but like, the bank. That was so cack funny. The bank being robbed the entire
time. Yeah, all the time. They just all drop. He just takes off his
And you can just see these, I mean, these NPCs. It was a nice, like, juxtaposition of them just going about their day, greeting each other, having coffee, and these explosions and fucking people shooting.
You know what, eh? That is, like, you can say that's real life also for a lot of people. Not that extreme.
Yeah, you
but
can.
But, like, if you talk about violence in, like, the Cape Flats,
you just hear gunshots.
Shit's going off, and kids are running to that because they want to go and see what's happening.
Well, how else are you going to post a video to social media?
It's like, that's people's norm. Yeah, they made a joke. They've exaggerated it.
Yeah, but
unfortunately, that is people's reality.
Yeah, and they get reset like every time, every day. It seems right.
So the other character. It seems like when you reset, your day starts over, but you still remember what's happened before, even for the non-playable characters.
Yeah, but the non-playable character, they can die and then they're back.
They just wake up in their bed again.
Yeah. Like Lego Movie, because that was where Gabby made the big comparison to Lego Movie. He wakes up and he greets his picture and he does all these things and it's
you could literally play
fucking everything is awesome in the background.
Yeah.
This is the live action Lego Movie.
And they didn't even get Chris Pratt for it.
Yeah, Will Ferrell didn't return. Fucking bullshit.
What did you think of Stranger Things, dude? Joe Keery.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
I also like him.
I think he should be in more shit. His hair is glorious.
His hair is magnificent.
It really is.
What's that guy that looks like him?
Hey? Stop. You can't. You either in or you're out.
The guy from Stranger Things with the beautiful hair. That's not Dustin.
He was the guy, one of the developers of the game, of the other game, and he was now working for Taika Waititi.
Oh, shit. We're not even in spoilers here.
What the fuck, Johnny? I like his performance. He's funny. He's charismatic. I like him.
I think he'll break out into more leading roles probably soon.
Not in pimples or anything.
No. Acne. He's past acne already.
Yeah, you don't
get hair like that pre-acne.
No.
That's post-acne. Yeah.
Yo, if I must find out that that hair is not real, my whole life is a lie. But he was good. Taika Waititi.
Yeah, he kind of steals the show.
He's Taika Waititi it up.
Yeah, I love that he's just given up on trying to change his accent.
No,
now.
Fuck it. Why should he?
He's just going to come in there with his New Zealand accent and clap.
That's it.
Doesn't matter where.
And is this their first movie together again?
Yeah, since Green Lantern.
Green Lantern that they refuse to acknowledge.
There, Taika had an American accent, eh?
Yes, he did. They just refuse to acknowledge that film exists.
Yeah, for good reason.
But Taika's good, man. Even the clothing and everything.
Very Dan Levy. He's very Dan from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, he's so good.
Tsunami.
Overall, man, I really, really fucking enjoyed this film.
I did. The one thing I will say is that a lot of reviews came out before I watched it. And I follow Ryan Reynolds on Instagram. And so he's been posting a lot of like the positive feedback.
Of course.
So I feel like people overhyped it to a degree. It's a very enjoyable film. I had a very good time with it. But people were saying like best movie since the pandemic started and all sorts of shit. And I'm like, no, it's not that. It's like, it's a really good movie. It's funny. It's like, it's...
No, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And I need that, which is nice. And I think it's a bit better than you think it is. Because I thought it was just that much fun. And to see a video game... Well, it's not a video game movie, but it's a movie about video games. That is so much fun, and the action looks good. And you know, they could actually have gotten away with dodgy CGI because of the setting of the thing. Because
whenever they switch from like him in the game to like a developer,
it's a CGI character. Yeah.
It's very CGI looking, and
You know, so you could have gotten away. You could have made it like a little unrealistic, all the explosions in the world because it's a game.
Yeah, which I think, and this is maybe where I like this movie's balance a lot more than the stuff like that Six Underground, for example.
Why like, the fuck are you bringing that?
No,
cut?
Man. It's like, yeah, that movie has got like a lot of money thrown at it. Eh? And the effects are corny looking and cheap and like stupid blood and all that stuff. You know, the things that irritate me. But this movie, because it's a comedy and because it's actually aimed at more family think... Like, you can get away with corny special effects because you set it in that world.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's in a real world, but you're doing dices and stuff and
there
has to be a semblance of reality.
Yeah.
You've set it in this fictional world and you can just go crazy with that and enjoy it.
Nah, but fuck. Your Six Underground was a war studio movie. Yes.
Sorry for bringing it up.
No, it's bad. Yo, it might even be as bad as Green Lantern.
Yeah. No, for me, it's right up there, dude.
So, what do
we can give our rating now before we do spoilers? Is it Kwai or is it
I would say this is Kwai. I would say this is Kwai. This is a Kwai for me. It's Kwai.
I like it too. Okay. It's Kwai.
I didn't think you were not gonna have a Kwai. Spoiler time. Yo. So, when Guy gets his spectacles and he starts doing all that shit, I really like that old montage once he realizes that he has to level up and shit.
I said, they don't do montages in movies anymore. And they don't do good montages in movies anymore.
They don't. And this was a good one because he failed so hard and then he starts going up and the momentum is building outside because people are like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Blue shirt guy.
Yeah, BSG.
BSG.
Except I don't think the news would ever, like Good Morning America is not going to be covering, game character?
No, they wouldn't. Unless it becomes so big. I could see it happening if it becomes so big that that's all the gaming community is talking about.
But I mean, if something happened, like you mentioned Fortnite. If something happened on Fortnite that was like suddenly an NPC started doing shit, I don't think it would make the news necessarily.
No, but I mean,
you know what I mean?
Movies gotta happen, Jody. So that was really cool. And I like the Mariah Carey reference.
You know,
fuck, man. That's such a good song.
Jenna was saying that, you know, in Deadpool 2, he slows down. He does Aha's acoustic version of Take On Me.
Yes, yes.
And in this, they do a different version of Fantasy as well.
Yeah.
She's like, Ryan Reynolds is becoming that guy, eh?
The Mariah Carey guy.
They take a song and they make it slower. And
it's like what they used to do in trailers also. Yes. They'll take a popular song and give it like a slow, grungy vibe. Yes.
But I love that Fantasy. It's a perfect song for this movie.
Right?
That slow version is brilliant. They have like my favorite, like that moment with Lil Rel. With Buddy and Guy. He's like
Buddy and Guy. Oh yeah, I forget that's their names.
But that moment is like heart-wrenching. Eh?
Yeah, it's rough.
Buddy's
yeah.
like, you need to keep going and I've had the best day because I've lived today and all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
So it's like it's funny, but the emotional moments, the emotional beats also still hit.
Well, they set it up nicely with that. They've been like, look through the glass. Where he tries to give him the glasses in the bank and he says, no, he's not ready, he's scared.
Like, that was a whole like Matrix analogy for me because it's like blue ball, red ball thing. And it's like, I'm not ready. I still want to carry on like this.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for where you are. So it's like, are you going to embrace like fully understanding your world or embrace becoming who you should be?
What did you think of the cameo?
Which one?
The one with Magic Mike Man. What's his name?
Channing
Tatum.
Channing's Tatum.
Yeah, Channing's Tatum.
I love both cameos.
Wait, what was the other cameo?
Chris Evans.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Shit.
Amazing. Listen, was this made by Disney?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because they wouldn't have gotten Captain America.
Not just that. I mean, it's, you had the Hulk arm, you had all that shit. But yeah, Channing Tatum.
Yeah,
he should do another comedy, man. He's so
at that
good.
Point in his life where he has embraced the fact that he can do comedy.
He can still dance, too.
Yeah, he's flexible as fuck.
Shit.
The guy, the kid playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Abby's theory is that he should have taken over from Paul Walker.
As Brian. They're the same person. Okay, that's racist, Abby.
And it's mean. You can't put Channing Tatum in the same category as Paul Walker. R.I.P.
No.
Paul Walker was wearing suits by the last
R.I.P. Paul Walker. Let me start him by saying that. But Channing Tatum is more talented than Paul Walker was. Hands down.
Yeah. Channing Tatum can do like...
Dramas
and...
Intrigue. He can do dancing.
Uh-huh.
He can do
magic.
He can do G.I. Joe's.
Yeah.
And magic.
He was the best part of G.I. Joe's second movie.
Channing Tatum can do all that. Paul Walker tried to do other things outside Fast and Franchise.
He did that Fast and Franchise stuff.
He did that remake of Barrio 13.
Yeah.
Called District.
Brick Mansions.
Yeah. But watch the original Barrio 13.
Yeah, it's much better.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the guy to be.
They
in
did,
Brick
but
Mansion.
It's just not the same. Anyway, Free Guy.
You see, she gulls us when we tangent.
Yeah, when we go off, but then she starts a fucking tangent. Coming
so the one,
tangent
the one dodgy part that I thought they had with the CGI was with the stuff collapsing onto the road when the developers are now trying to like stop
the thing.
You know, it looked very Doctor Strange.
You know, yeah, but anything that happens like that is going to look Doctor Strange.
But right? I just thought that was one part that didn't look great. Also, this movie must have the dumbest villains, like, ever.
Yeah.
Why did they not take that guy's computer, that laptop away from him? So, I mean, first
once
of
they
all...
Taika Waititi didn't realize it until the very end.
They play him off as goofy and stupid.
Yeah,
right?
And he's like, you don't know what's happening, they don't know what's happening.
But they can't find that guy in their own building.
Yeah.
One of their own developers, right?
Yeah.
They can't find him in their own building.
Yeah.
When they do find him, they don't take his laptop away from him.
No.
They leave it on him.
No, this is your personal equipment, apparently.
And also, I couldn't figure out why. Like, this is not just me pointing out plot holes.
Yes.
But I could not figure out why, if they know exactly where everyone is in the game, right? Mm. They know how many players they are at any given time and what they do.
Yes.
Why was no one tracking Jodie Comer's character whenever
she spoke to Guy? No, they referenced that. She was playing, she was doing some hacker cuck.
Okay.
They do reference it.
So they couldn't.
So that's one plot hole that was filled now.
Thank you.
No problem. Anything else I can do?
Those others.
Put off
his laptop.
I assume that's his personal laptop he was hacking from. You can't confiscate a personal laptop.
If he's using it to catch on shit at your company.
Also, the hacking, they need a better hacking thing.
No, that's my other thing that I love in movies, right? Someone does something like and then shit just pops up.
Yeah, and then they fucking
when you used to finish Freesall
to adjust the world and stuff, do like heavy shit within the game. They're just like tucking away.
And then there's an image that they make on the thing to illustrate that, you know? Like, I'm gonna make that road into a bridge, into a ramp.
Oh yeah. And then they just tuck away.
What do they type? Make it a ramp.
No, fuck that. It was a bit irritating. They must start. They need another device for that. They need to get rid of that.
But listen, having said all that, Taika comes in. He's just like a force of nature.
Yeah. He's fucking mad.
He's just a force of nature when he gets in there.
And I can't even remember all the lines that he says.
I forgot that he's in this movie.
He was in the trailer, revealed.
I know, but when he was revealed, I saw that trailer
last year when it was
supposed to come out. So when I saw him revealed, I was like, "Oh my word, Taika's in this movie!"
Yo, that was cack funny.
That was just amazing for me.
No, he was really really good.
Loved him.
And then Guy in the end has a nemesis, dude. other that was
adjective.
I forgot that is he was in the trailer or they did marketing with that.
He started being released when the movie came out.
Yeah, yeah.
They started putting him into marketing.
Yeah, and then dude, because he's not a fully developed character, and I mean developed in terms of like the code wasn't written.
Yeah, it's not like we're saying he's not well rounded. That doesn't.
They'll just put like adjective. You'll say
happy phrase.
Which I thought was cack funny.
That was. Yeah.
And then superimposing Ryan Reynolds' face on that body was just.
And also they had an interesting resolution when dude is like whipping guys' ass.
Yes.
Where it's like, I can't beat him, so I'm going to let him see what the world is.
Yeah, because he's dumb and he'll just be like, look at all these things. And he just runs away. That was actually cool, yeah. Mm. I thought there was a nice resolution to that because it's like, usually he has to beat the big guy or whatever. And they're like, okay, I can't, but...
And
that's
then
the move.
At the end of the movie where he's walking, where dude's walking with him, he's like, little guy. He's like, please stop carrying me.
What did you think of the love story?
I don't know. So there's two, right? There's
Jody's
the love
cold
story
inside.
In,
Jody's dead. He's dead and cold inside.
There's the love story in the real world, which I don't think they...
No, I'm talking about
now.
The real world one.
Okay. So
because in the end... It guy's love story wasn't like that was the catalyst, and yes, it was her and whatever, but it was more about him discovering himself and his free will and all that shit.
I get that, but they almost made you more invested in that relationship, guy and the fictional character that she's playing, as opposed to the one in the real world, which is interesting because that's the catalyst for creating the world.
Yes,
he is in love with.
But that's why they had that 90s romantic comedy ending in the because she's like realized, oh my word, it was all for me.
But I also feel like, how did she not know that?
Yeah, she's dumb as fuck.
Because
she's dumb as fuck.
She knows what all the non-playable characters say. Like she knows everyone, right? She like
she's been walking around that world the entire time.
She walks past them and she's like, and you say this and you say that. So she knows that, or she must have picked up at some point, like a lot of the shit, the stuff that I say and do.
I don't know. I think maybe buried it in the code.
The only coffee you can order is her favorite coffee.
That was cackfine,
you know,
in the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Where he orders a different coffee. Yeah. It was a real problem for people.
So I made a note also. You do realize that this movie is the prequel to Terminator that we didn't know existed.
No. Tell
this
us
is
how,
Jody. This is how Skynet becomes self-aware. No. That's what these NPCs... The NPCs developing.
No.
That's how Skynet becomes self-aware.
That's not what they've told us.
And then the NPCs are eventually going to be like, you know what? The real problem is
humans. Coffee. Oh. Wait, how did Skynet start again?
It was like a defense system, blah, blah, blah.
I'm thinking now, yeah.
But it's essentially...
But even with
Genesis, core,
Genesis was the...
Yeah.
That was the second round.
You are pronouncing it as
the Genesis, that was the second round with the cellular phones.
Is that the one with Sam Worthington?
No.
Was that the Sam Worthington?
Oh, fuck, now I'm confused. Genesis is with the other guy. The guy that spoiled in the... No. The guy, Salvation is Christian Bale.
Oh, that's the one with Sam Worthington.
Genesis is the one that spoiled the villain in the trailer.
Oh, where...
with Game of Thrones later.
Yes. And where, what's his name, became evil.
We sound like two fucking geriatrics trying to talk about
it. Some dungas was lighty, man.
It's, you know, man, Moira. Yeah.
It's a guy with a curly hair, man. Where, what's his name, Linda Hamilton.
Yeah. Oh, Linda. Yeah. You're Linda.
Old.
Okay.
No? He's the leader of the revolution.
Yeah. It's a, what's his name again?
John Connor.
John Connor. Yeah.
John Connor's the bad guy. He's most the nanobots in that one, most man.
Okay. Now I know. Are they all right?
They fine.
Free guy.
And then four guys.
Yeah, three and then four. So I don't know if this is going to get a sequel. But
I don't think
it
needs
one. I don't think it needs one either, but you know this means.
Yeah, if this makes money, and which it did.
It did make money. It made decent money, yeah. So, and it's Ryan Reynolds, my bro.
Yeah.
Mance is going to watch stuff.
He'd be franchised.
How weird. But I hope now he focuses on Deadpool now after this.
Well,
which I think
Deadpool
he will
is
do.
What, 3-4 years away at best, I think, now? Because Marvel's got their plans in place.
Well, now that they've opened like the multiverse, maybe Deadpool kills.
Yo, if they must the ever do universe. That story.
Anyway, we digress quite a lot. I like the love story. This movie had a lot more heart than I thought it would. Mm. And it was fucking balls of fun.
Yeah, I think on the love story thing that Jodie Comer really...
Yeah.
She brings her A-game. So she's got chemistry with Ryan Reynolds. And she's got,
and chemistry, she's got chemistry with the other guy. But I mean, she couldn't also see it, I think, because of the obsession, her need for justice.
I mean, we didn't even reveal that part.
We didn't reveal that part.
The whole point of the movie is
we're bad at this.
Yeah, Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
He stole code that her character and Joe Keery's character developed to create the game.
Yeah.
He essentially bought them out, but then...
Didn't release their game and then used their code as a basis. Yeah.
He said that he shelved it, but then actually used it as a basis
for Free City. Yeah. Free City is the name of the game.
And that's why the characters eventually become like, they start evolving, because that's what they had aimed to do in their game. Yeah. Create a world where...
They had essentially created AI.
Yeah.
In their game.
Yes.
And their game was called... Island World. What is it called?
Jungle Cruise. Something with a jungle.
I don't know. It was like a normal life like thing. So you go into this world and you interact with AI.
You just don't kill. You just go you in don't and kill. Enjoy. Yeah. And you don't have to make
it's
money.
It's like what you're supposed to do in the real world.
Yes. Yeah.
Just don't happy. Kill. Yeah.
Like there's not a lot we're asking.
Yes. That's essentially what makes him the villain, Taika Waititi. Mm. And he's an all-around not a good guy.
Yeah, he's a douche. When he realizes he's going to lose, he's like,
yeah, I'm taking these servers. Just destroy the servers. Because, I mean, he was going to release the sequel to the game, and that was going to wipe the old game away.
And that's really like relevant to real world. Like complaints and stuff, because a lot of games nowadays, it's the developers promise a lot of shit, right?
Yeah.
Like backwards compatible, it'll do this, it'll do that.
Dude, it's crazy.
And then the stuff releases, and it's like, nah, man, we have to pay for everything.
Yeah,
like,
no, there was a game that was hyped up so much, and it's called No Man's Sky.
Oh yeah,
So it was like this huge universe that you could travel,
like,
and
the videos look amazing.
You would be able to encounter other players on other planets and shit. That's what they sold us. But then eventually they realized that when the two players actually agreed to meet on a certain spot, they couldn't see each other and shit. Yeah, there's a whole fuck up. Now the game is on special, like, constantly.
Yeah.
Shit like this happens all the time.
Exactly.
And my least favorite thing is when they release games too early. And it's broken and buggy. Yeah,
and it's like, we're going to send patches. Patches are going to come through, and then you have to pay
don't
for the
shit. Don't fix it in the fucking... Anyway.
You don't fix it in
this
post.
Isn't a gaming podcast. What are we talking about again?
Free Guy,
yeah. So
we really enjoyed this movie.
I really did as well. Mm. And I will watch it again. I enjoyed it so much, I'll watch it again
sometime. It's a type of movie, I think, that... And maybe this is why it's gotten such good reviews, but... People have been wanting a feel-good film for quite some time.
Yeah.
And I don't think like many movies that have been released that they've tried to get to, you know, that type of vibe have actually been successful at it. This one has really hit it out of the park with all of that.
It has. Out of the park. Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, though. I do want Randall. I do want Ryan Reynolds to do something a little different.
He needs to.
You saw that one movie? He was in the coffin all the time.
Buried.
Fuck, that's a cool movie.
And that's like...
The I Nines? Think, what was that other one? The Nines?
He also did horror movies in the past. Was he one of the...
Blade
witches,
Trinity.
That's a horrific
that's favorite.
Blade 3.
She loves Blade 3.
Because of Dracula.
No, but you really like Blade 3.
Because Jessica Biel.
Because of Parker Posey and Ryan Reynolds. That's how she likes. I know.
He did an actual horror, like, where he played the dad.
Amityville.
In Amityville, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Psycho dad in there. So he's got range. But he... Ryan Randall.
He's got the range. He's just... It's almost like he knows how to print money now. And that's how he's...
And he does that
money.
In every single role now. Whether it be Hitman's Bodyguard, Deadpool...
Oh, God. Did you watch that sequel?
Yes, we did. No.
Poo-poo. We didn't finish. Did we finish it? The Hitman's Bodyguards 2. The Hitman's
Wife. I'm pretty sure Morgan Freeman wasn't really in there.
Yeah, but did we finish it?
Yes. Why
didn't
we finish it?
We didn't finish in one movie.
Soup guy.
Good soup. Oh. Not good soup. Who's soup guy? Oh, she's talking about fucking that guy that was from Community. Joe McHale.
Oh, the soup. The actual soup.
Yeah, the soup. Yeah. It used to be talk soup.
Yeah.
That was about fuck the show.
Yeah, he's really good.
Well, as we said before, this movie is a quai for me.
Yeah.
Is it a quai for you?
It's a hard quai.
It's hard as quai.
I give it 3 out of 3 guys for this film, for this flick.
3 out of 3 guys. So, we have to give a shout out. Shout out to Medstagram.
Medstagram's our biggest fan.
Away. Medstagram went beyond the paywall. I can't take all credit for that.
Mm.
I think maybe she does like Sammy too.
Yeah, she's a, but she likes our show more.
Is there also is this quote?
Quote. She likes our show more. She also said that she coined the term Jody and Cody, not Sammy, because he takes credit for that.
Jody, no. So Sammy did Ross and Joss.
Yeah, he's done that subsequently. He's given into the pressure. And but yeah, she's probably our biggest fan. She's been hyping up our show for quite some time.
So, and she's a doctor. She's a doctor.
She's a doctor.
Cool.
Instagram, you know.
I hope so. Otherwise,
medical stamina Instagram.
Wow, I don't think that's correct. But you know what? Who knows?
That's probably right.
That's right. Just get fucking vaccinated. So yeah. Thank you, Instagram. Thank you for going beyond the paywall. I hope it's just because of us and not the other people. But
yeah, obviously.
You get a special shout-out.
Special shout-out.
If someone wanted to find us, Jody, how would they do that?
They've got so many options.
How many options?
So many. They've got 3.
They've got 3 guy options.
They can get us on Instagram. Bisco Brasse Podcast on Instagram. They can get us on Gmail. BiscoBrasse@gmail.com. They can get us on TikTok. Bisco Brasse TikTok.
I think that's it.
That's it.
You can also just message Jody if you know him.
Yeah. Just look me up.
I have no friends, so don't. No one messages me.
Yeah, you blue tick, man.
I what?
Yeah,
I
does.
Do. I read them. I just ignore them. Yo, stop putting me on blast. Don't fucking put my business out there.
Shit. Fans must know.
Oh, now she's got fans. Now she got fans.
No, fuck this.
Two fans.
Yeah, duh. Anyway, get vaccinated if you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.